Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello there, I'm Phil Stansom, and this week's question, I wasn't a fan of it originally, but it's really grown on me. It comes from listener Kevin.
Does watering my veggie garden in the morning mean that the water uptake will coincide with the intake of sunlight and so give my vegetables the best chance? Or is it just as good to water in the evening?
In many ways, it doesn't matter too much when you water in regards to the happiness of your plants.
That's Anthony Bridgen from Cambridge University's Sainsbury Lab. Anthony, thanks for answering this week's question. Next week's question, meanwhile, comes from... No, hang on. Kevin, I'm sorry. That's not the end of the story. There are a few considerations here. First, when you water might change how much water evaporates away instead of getting to the plant.
If it's the height of summer, you certainly don't really want to be watering your plants in the middle of the day. A lot of the water that we're applying to the soil will then just evaporate straight off and be lost, and the plant won't be able to use it. Additionally, their ability to utilise the water they are getting might be less.
There's a common myth here as well about leaf scorch, that water magnifies rays of sunlight to actually burn the leaves. Apparently that's not true. But midday is still not a great time to do your watering.
Watering in the morning is a good choice because evaporation from the soil will be lower because temperatures are lower in the morning. Watering in the evening has most of the same benefits, but there are a couple of things we do want to think about, particularly if it's cold. If there are water droplets present on the foliage, these can have small particles and bacteria which can act as points around which ice crystals can form.
Evaporation from the soil and frost aren't the only considerations. Guy Barter, chief horticulturist at the Royal Horticultural Society, points out that plants themselves might run into the most trouble in the heat of the day.
If plants are short of water, they'll shut down in the midday heat and sun in summer. Watering in the morning before they get to that midday deficit is effective. It's also worth mentioning, when they shut down, the damage has actually been done. So watering in the morning to head off soil moisture deficit is actually a good idea.
Kevin, morning seems to be your best choice. But don't beat yourself up if you can't get up with a sunrise, because Guy agrees with Anthony that this is kind of much of a muchness.
In real life, gardeners take advantage of the fact that plants have evolved over millions of years to be extremely good at coping with lack of water. Under these circumstances, watering in the evening is good enough. You're only topping up the soil to keep the crop stress to reasonable levels. You may see a bit of wilting in the middle of the day, which is regrettable, but no, it's not a perfect universe and one has to put up with a certain amount of stress in real life.
Life lessons for us all, I think. Thanks, Guy Barter and Anthony Bridgen. Next time, what's in a name? We're answering this question from listener Beata.
If 300 years ago there was one person with a certain surname, how many people could have their surname today?
Do you know the answer? If so, please come join in the discussion on our forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you've got a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientists.com. Come use the web form at nakedscientists.com/question. Or come find us on Twitter or Facebook. And that's all. Until next time, goodbye.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound. Perfect music for audio and video productions.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.